Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock god Rick Maxa. We're talking fishing in the East Cape with Captain Mark Rayer and Jack Nielsen from Gen Ren Sport Fishing and having a great time. A lot of show left for you. We are going to have a state senator coming up here on the show later on this morning. We're going to hear from Mammoth Lakes. A lot going on. And, of course, a lot with Jack and Mark.
Yeah, our state senator.
Yeah. Jack the senator.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I like that. Senator Nielsen.
Yes.
Well, we're certainly having a great time this morning. We would love to have you join us. There's so much fun when Mark and Jack are on the show. And if you want to be a part of it, we'd love to hear from you. Two ways you can do that with Let's Talk Hookup. Our local line is full right now, but there's going to be plenty of shots in the second hour if you want to get through there. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or you can reach us toll-free, that toll-free number, and there is a toll-free line that opened up during the break. It was full going in, but a line open right now, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090.
All right. Hey, I want to remind you, those of you that have signed up and are participating in the Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminars, right after the show, I'm headed up to Shimano, and at 11 o'clock, they're having the Let's Talk Hookup Shimano barbecue there, hosted by the one and only Mr. Mark Mills.
All right.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'll see you there. Again, it's only for those who have signed up and are participating in the Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminars. There are still spots available on several Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminars. So if you go to the trips page at hookup1090.com and find the favorite trip of you that you would like and jump on the ones that still have availability while you can, and I'll see you at the barbecue after the show here today. Also want to remind you, a week from today, it's a big day. Indeed, it's our very first San Diego County Ford Dealers remote broadcast at Encinitas Ford with Mark Wheeler, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas, a week from today from 7 to 9, and we're going to have that Shimano casting contest, your first chance to qualify for the big grand prize, which is a trip for one to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, including round-trip tickets from San Diego to Sitka on Alaska Airlines. That's going to be in 2016. The 2016 season is going to be four nights lodging at Kingfisher Charters, 3 days of fishing, and all your fish processing. And you can also win a trip on the new Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Shimano Rods and Reels. We've got Trinidad A's to give away and Therese
so
Rods
cool.
as grand prizes, Maui Jim gift cards, AFCO clothing package. And whether you make the cast or not, you get a chance to win all the prizes, because for everyone that attends, we're going to have a random draw for the 8 grand prizes, including that trip to Sitka on Kingfisher Charters and tickets on Alaska Airlines, nonstop San Diego. No, excuse me, not nonstop. You're going to stop in Seattle, and you're going San Diego, Seattle, Sitka in 2016 on Alaska Airlines. Great service there. They announced service to Costa Rica out of LAX.
Oh, wow, cool.
Starting in October. So that's kind of exciting
awesome
for
news.
Alaska Airlines. So check that out. Our very first Encinitas Ford broadcast, the San Diego County Ford Dealers broadcast, next Saturday, a week from today, 7 to 9 a.m. Come on, have a chance to win some great prizes from the Prize Cowboy. He'll be there with his big smile and his big hat, and it's all courtesy of Kingfisher Charters, Alaska Airlines, and, of course, us here at Let's Talk Hookup.
All right. Well, hey, with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report. The FishDope.com report today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. They have taken the San Diego processing business to new levels with superior service, superior product, and great innovations like pre-booking your processing order and those great new tuna burgers. Find them on friend them on Facebook or check fishermansprocessing.com if you want some more details. And Pete, I know we say it all the time, but there's nothing like having Fisherman's Processing. Just had a fresh piece of Fisherman's Processing processed yellowtail, and I swear it's something about the care that those guys take with it. It just it takes the fish to the next level.
We had Wahoo last night from our trip with that Fisherman's Processing. That's fantastic.
It's unbelievable. They do a great job. Well, hey, it's time to start off that catch report with our man, our fishdope.com reporter, the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, Jack, Mark. You know, full house here, guys.
But
we've had kind of an interesting week offshore. Unfortunately, not exactly like the ones we've gotten used to here most of this year. It's been the first week of May now. We finally got a little taste of winter. Personally, I could have done without it. You know, last week, I had mentioned that the wind machine was supposed to get turned off. Obviously, somebody did not get the memo. We had some tough conditions here this week, and the water took a pretty good hit. But, you know, it'll bounce back. But even so, there's been some interesting action around. You know, offshore last Saturday, a week ago, you know, those two yellowfin caught down there towards the airplane. I mean, that's good news for this time of year and the grade of fish. They were nice ones. So that bodes well. And, you know, it was bad weather for them to be fishing, tough to look around. So hopefully with the weather coming down, we'll get some more coverage down there and get on that yellowfin. That's awful early for that. We'll see what happens there. San Clemente Island, again, tough conditions. These past few days, that water rolled, the water dropped, the yellowtail went deep for a little bit. But, you know, they're not going anywhere, guys. They're definitely around, and as soon as things straighten out a little bit, they're going to bounce right back up with their better weather here. Same deal at Catalina. It took a hit with the weather, but the yellows are going to be around. And the interesting thing about that cooler water is it could well be helpful for the squid situation. There is some bait around the island, scattered all over. There's no big concentration in any one place. There's lots of little dabs here and there. And unfortunately, lots of seals on it, which makes it tough to catch. But you can catch enough to fish with if you work hard at it. And there are some sea bass around. So we'll see how that setup goes. We got the big tournament coming up next weekend here. So we'll be paying close attention for you guys on that one there. And out on the coast here, a couple interesting areas. There's been clouds of bait scattered all up and down the beach in several different areas for quite some time now. Some of that tanker-grade sea bass is starting to get out of the kelp and out there on them bird schools. Best fish I heard of caught this week was 72 pounds. That's right, 72.
Whoa!
That's a good one. Yeah, that's the real deal. And then out there on the 150, that yellowtail is still around. You know, it showed pretty well before the wind got on it, and it'll also bounce right back. A lot of that little two eyes and a wiggle bait that there are, one of my friends sent me a picture. It looks like baby Spanish mackerels. There's going to be a lot of Spanish mackerels around this year. There's clouds of that stuff. So inside my long-range tackle box that I've had for years, I got a bumper sticker that says, when the going gets tough, the tough go fishing. And those are the words I've always fished by, and it's something we all ought to remember here. We had this little hiccup, but it's going to bounce right back, and I think it's time to go, guys.
Yeah, let's go.
I couldn't agree more, and certainly some good fishing going on. We always say that's the beauty of this time of year, having reports like that, Mark. And, you know, it's tough when it's summertime and everybody's going. It's one thing, but this time of year when there's lesser people, it sure is nice to be able to gather that kind of info, and that's the beauty of having a fishdope.com, is guys like yourself are always reporting that great information up and down the beach.
No doubt about it, man. And the thing is, too, I mean, it's been fun all winter and spring calling in these fantastic reports. I mean, I've just been shaking my head in wonder. I never had to worry about rockfish or perch or anything.
We had a real dose of winter here this week, right? Now, let's get back to summer,
I
okay?
I agree on that one.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
And even so, it's still pretty good fishing, so whatever.
Well, if you want to save $20 and get all the good information like this from fishdope.com, save $20 on a new membership, hook up now. Lowercase, one word, hook up now is the code. And how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger and Huntington Beach. Phone number is 714-840-4262. And we're going to put up some stunning pictures of a new little project we just finished up on the website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. We just finished something really cool for one of our good customers. So we've got some new pictures going up here real soon of a really nice new tank. So.
Cool.
Awesome. I can't wait to see that.
Thanks a lot for the call. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it, Pete.
All right. That'll be live from Encinitas Ford.
That's going to be a fun show.
Gonna
I can't wait.
It's going to be a fun time. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
Charlie and Gardena, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Charlie, thanks for hanging in there with us this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. And Mark, I had a question for you. You know, as far as your Simrad electronics, I was wondering if you could touch on a few of the features with that equipment.
Yes, I can. The the new NSS EVO is so powerful and so far ahead of any other. First, I did the first generation NSSs, and it was the first touchscreen that I ever had. They are so easy to operate. It's just unbelievable. They're so user-friendly.
I think that's the thing about them. They're just like, just push the button and you can figure it out.
You can figure it out.
Those of you like me that don't read the manual, you don't need to.
You absolutely don't need to. The Vaquero has a different brand who I won't bag on, but we delivered the boat from San Diego to the East Cape, and for 3 days I tried to figure out how to change the clock.
For three days.
I finally just gave up. If it wouldn't have left a big hole in the boat, I would have just ripped it out of the helm and thrown it overboard. You know, and it was an expensive unit. But
let me guess, it begins with an F.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah,
that's the one. And we went down there with another boat who was sold on those things. And I called him on the radio and I said, well, how do you change the clock on this thing? And he says, well, you have to go through about 10 steps and I would have to see it before I could tell you how to do it. But with the Simrad, it's just easy. Everything is just easy. The new units have the chirp technology for the for the sounder built right in. So, I mean, even if you have an old the new chirp transducers are really nice, but if you have an old dual frequency transducer, you can force it to chirp, and it's you get such a much clearer picture of what's going on doing that. And now I have the radar integrated into it. The radar is unbelievable. When we're traveling at night, I can turn on the alarms very easily at any distance that I want from us. If anything penetrates the alarm, if I doze off, not that I ever would, at night when we're traveling, the alarm will wake me off. The auto that wake me up. The autopilot's all integrated into it. We have a sonic hub.
Yeah.
The sonic hub is incredible because it all operates right off the same screen. Right at the bottom of the screen, we have the Sirius radio. Sirius radio, and it tells me what's playing. I can change channels. I have three different stages. What do they call it? Not stages, but three different
channels.
Not channels for the speakers. I have three stations.
Oh, okay.
Three different.
And you can turn them all on.
I can turn them all and turn them all off if somebody.
It's all integrated into one system.
It's all integrated and it all works so easy. I mean, a kid can work it without any problem.
That's the thing for me and electronics on the boat. You want to work it fast and you want to work it easy. You don't want to have to say, well, geez, how do I move from this screen to that screen? How do I do this? How do I do that? It's all on there.
Have the tides.
Yeah, it's got it all. Yeah.
And it used to be if you don't use it, you lose it. I would forget how to, at the end of the season, I'd get on the boat.
Got to read the manual again.
Yeah, I got to read the manual. This thing is so easy to operate.
Yep.
You're right. You can throw away the manual.
And I might say, too, like, for example, yesterday, I put a new transducer on my boat yesterday. I was hooking things up, and I put a structure scan transducer, a through-hole structure scan transducer on it, and I couldn't figure out how to get both of them on one screen and one on the other. I just called Simrad tech support. The guy in 2 minutes had it all figured out.
How nice is that too?
And they're so nice. Their tech support's unbelievable.
I'll tell you, for everybody that's been frustrated with that exact problem as you're describing with other brands, I mean, you're half empty and you go on the internet and there's 10 million different opinions that are all incorrect. Just to have a place where you can go to call somebody and walk you through that is invaluable.
Yeah. So we like Simrad.
Sorry. Couldn't you tell?
Yeah, right. Thanks a lot for the call, Charlie. Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You
Rick.
Got it. How about we talk to Fred? Calling us from Torrance this morning. Good morning, Fred. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hi, great. Fred.
I had a great weekend last weekend at Mammoth. I thought I better share it with everyone. First day we fished crawley. We had the 4.5-pounder and a 4-pounder. The next day we went to Bridgeport Reservoir. There, the kid who was fishing in my boat, 12 years old, Anthony, he caught a 9-pounder.
Wow.
Something that I have fished for 40 years, I've never seen a 9-pounder.
9-pound trout. Which lake did you catch that in?
That was in the Bridgeport Reservoir.
In Bridgeport Reservoir. Wow. Was it a brown?
No, it was a rainbow.
It was a rainbow?
Wow. Recently by the Mono County.
Wow. Well, that's the thing is they're doing a lot of because DFG has been lacking in their stockings. They're doing a lot of private stocking. I know Mammoth Lake is going to stock starting May 19th, 1,200 pounds every week in the Mammoth Lakes Basin.
Awesome.
I know Mono County is stocking Bridgeport and several other lakes in Mono County. It's time to go fishing up there. Of course, it's been a little wintry up there this past week, but, you know, getting, how was the weather last weekend?
It wasn't too bad at all. I mean, we had a little bit of a rain in the evening one night, but beside that, oh, man, Saturday, it was when we were fishing, actually, I fell in the water, but and I took my trousers off and fished all day.
All right. That's fantastic.
It was warm enough to do that.
You know, it's right in our backyard, and it's such a beautiful place, the Eastern Sierra. I'm so glad you had the opportunity. You going back?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Well, thanks.
I'm going to take these kids again.
There you go. Yeah, the kids love it, don't they?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Fred. That was
you.
A great report. Appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into them. This time we're going to talk to Pat, calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Pat. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Pat.
Hey, how are you?
Great.
What's up, Pat?
Hey, I'm just ex-C4th employee and sushi chef now, and I haven't been to Mexico or East Cape or anywhere in a decade, and I was just wondering where would be a good place to bring the wife and a five-year-old, you know.
Oh, I'd go to Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero.
Yeah. Is that far enough on the Cape if there's a hurricane spinning, you might get some surf too? Because I'm a surfer.
No, you're not going to get any surf you could surf on there. You need to go further south for that. Just south of Fraley's is the first place you're going to get any surf. But there's really no place to stay there. You'd have to stay in San Jose de Cabo somewhere to surf.
Well, it's happy wife, happy life, so I can surf later.
Yeah, and you know what else, too, is you can take a cab and go down to Punta Perfecta. It's, what, about an hour cab ride?
Yeah, it's not far.
Something like that.
Yeah.
How about Zippers? Go down to Zippers.
Yeah,
you got
you
a
go.
Nice little restaurant right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've been to Cabo, and I'm not a big fan of that. I just know that East Cape is gorgeous and kind of untouched. So that's why I was calling. I appreciate the info.
Oh, you'd love it there, especially because it's and if you and your wife want to go off by yourself, you can get a babysitter there. They take great care of you. It's cheap and just have a good time.
So
and is there
and
a
quiet.
Spa? That's my last question.
They have a masseuse at Rancho Leonero. They have a spa at Palmas de Cortez. And if you wanted to stay at Palmas de Cortez, if you wanted to have kind of all the facilities, big pool, you know, nice bar, access to the town of Los Barriles, a full spa, then Palmas de Cortez would be a good choice.
Palmas de Cortez. I'm writing this down. Here we go.
Yeah, there you go. Come join us for our big tournament in October, October 8th. Great time of the year.
What, is that down in East Cape?
Yeah, it's down at Palmas de Cortez.
October.
Yeah.
We'll think about that one.
If I'm not working, I'm there.
But, okay, and that's it's on our website, hookup1090.com, on the trips page.
You got Leonero next month.
And we got Leonero next month. I believe it's sold out, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
bummer. Thanks a lot, guys. God bless.
All right. Thanks
a
lot for the call, Pat. Appreciate that very much.
Let's speak to another Pat now. Pat calling from Carlsbad this morning. Hi, Pat. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Great.
Good morning.
What's up, Pat?
Good.
Hey, this is for Jack here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm going to be down on the Tony Reyes Acura trip this June 14th.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I was wondering if you guys are going to have any of your rods and reels on there.
You know what? That one I'm not going to go on for scheduling reasons this time, but JJ, one of our reps, will be down there with the Acura stuff and Acura t-shirts for everybody and stuff like that, yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Dave just came back from our Let's Talk Hookup Tony Reyes trip last week and just had an incredible time. Great Cabrilla fishing, great yellowtail fishing. He just was going on and on about it. Was like it was an unbelievable start to the year.
And they had yellows like 36 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a really,
and it was the
really
first trip of the year.
Yeah. Pat, have you done that trip before?
Oh, yeah. I used to do it every year.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go last year, but they had the little problem with the permit.
The permits, yes. That's why I'm not going this year, because they got to make up some spots. But, yeah. It's a great trip.
Yeah.
Recommend
and they have all that permit issue is all set. It's done. They will not have that issue anymore. I've been assured that that's not going to be the case, and you don't have to worry about that any longer with Tony Reyes. And, in fact, we've already have our trip for 2016 booked. They booked very, very quickly because it's such a bargain.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Me and about six friends, we go there every year and do that trip. And
I'll be back next year.
Oh, you going back next year?
Of course.
That's the Del Marsh.
That's the Del Marsh special, and normally we do that at the middle, end of June.
I was fortunate to be on a trip with Del Marsh on that on the Tony Reyes.
My apologies.
What a crack up that guy was.
Yeah.
Oh, God. He had us in stitches.
That's
you guys have a good morning, and thank you for talking to me.
Thanks, right,
thank
thanks
you.
A lot. Well, yeah, I'll never forget fishing on the Del Marsh trip on the Tony Reyes and just, like, laughing the whole time, you know. Hey, I'll never forget this story because Del, I really pissed Del off.
Oh.
Yeah.
It can happen.
He just, because I had this magic surface iron. You know how sometimes you just have the one that they want, right?
Yeah.
And it was like virtually every cast
I
was hooking up.
Yes.
And Del could not get bit. And he was just, every time I hooked up, he got madder and madder. And like,
I know.
I can't say the words that he said on the radio here. But I'll never forget that time. And Bruno was with us, and Bruno was just laughing at Del. But Del, it was fun.
That's cool.
And finally, I just had to let Del take my rod. I go, here, Del. It's not me. It's the lure. Here. And he caught one, right? So he was happy after that.
I heard all about it. Believe me.
Indeed.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Hey, it's been a very busy morning on the phones. Been packed the whole show, and we finally have an opportunity to get through. If you want through, both lines available right now. The local line at 858-457-1090. The toll-free at 877-792-1090. Your chance to talk to Jack and Mark and also win those awesome Acura flyers. More Let's Talk Hookup when we return on the mighty 1090.
So tell me why's everybody.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Good morning, it's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
Tuna Wars are coming, and you can be a part of the battle. This is your opportunity to fish with Captains Paul Hebert and Captain Dave Marciano from the hit TV show Wicked Tuna. They will command a battle-hardened group of 24 fishermen aboard competing boats.
Yeah, Team Hard Merchandise with Captain Dave Marciano and 24 shipmates will be aboard the Eclipse and come compete against the Wicked Pissa with Captain Paul and his group of 24 aboard the Tribute. The teams are going to depart from Seaforth Landing in San Diego on the evening of June 16th and will return the evening of June 18th. The winning team will be on the boat with the highest combined weight of their three largest tuna.
And you get Jack Nielsen if you're going aboard Team Hard Merchandise, too.
And an accurate reel to give away.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, bribery is a beautiful thing.
You got to love it. Lots of giveaways, including an accurate reel on both boats, and everyone aboard the winning team will receive a custom embroidered jacket featuring either Team Hard Merchandise or Team Wicked Pissa.
Spots aboard either competing vessel are $1,000 per person and first come, first serve. So pick your team and be ready to do battle.
And like we said, there were six aboard the Eclipse, seven aboard the Tribute before we talked to Paul and Dave earlier in the show. I guarantee you most of those are already taken. So you want your opportunity to fish with these two superstars aboard these two great boats. And all proceeds go to taking kids fishing with friends of Rollo there. It's just a few spots left. Call Jim, 949-285-8819, 949-285-8819, or email jim@rollokids.org, or for more details, check out rollokids.org.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Hey, Seaguar fans, the wait is over for premium quality pink fluorocarbon leader material. Seaguar Pink Label is made from the same proprietary process and exclusive Seaguar resins you trust. Seaguar Pink Label is soft and supple, yet provides superior knot and tensile strength. In fact, it has 30% better knot strength than competitive fluoro lines. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of Pink Label will be donated to the National Breast Cancer Foundation, Inc. Get Seaguar Pink Label leader material at your favorite tackle dealer. To learn more, visit Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it. How about we start this one off with Jeff, who's calling us from Huntington Beach. What's up, Jeff? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys. Back in Huntington Beach. Yeah, my favorite on Wicked Tuna, I like Team Pinwheel. I like the up-and-coming guys.
Well, he's not coming out, but maybe we can get a third boat. We can get a third boat to come out.
Okay, Jack, I have a question for you. Especially, how's the Del Mar cooler? Is it still hanging in there?
All the Del Mar stuff is still hanging in, believe me.
That good.
He haunts me every day.
good. Hey, the cut and crimp on the Flora and Spectra on the pliers, can you do both? Can you crimp on them too?
No.
These
are specially designed for cutting Spectra, and the new ones have actually a split ring a tool on the end.
Oh, that's handy.
But we recommend the less you cut and crimp and do wire, the better off you're going to be as far as the capability to really cut clean Spectra. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. How much are they running?
They don't tell me anything anymore, but they're about $79 for the basic set.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call, and you may have a chance to win one because we're giving one away, courtesy of Jack and Acker.
Giving a high-end one away too.
Oh,
I like
price spread.
Very
nice.
We have them on all our boats.
Yeah, nice.
Nothing
you have them
like
on Genran.
It.
Yes.
And Vaquero.
Vaquero.
All right.
Kalani in San Diego. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's
good morning,
up, Kalani?
Kalani.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Great.
Good. Yeah, I was just. I haven't heard a whole lot about Accurate, and I was wondering what kind of reel they have for, like, the 30-pound range.
Well, gee, is the Accurate guy? Oh, here he is.
There he is.
Yeah, it would be a Boss Dauntless 50. 500. Thank you.
I got you.
Yeah. About a Dauntless 500. You can single speed or two speed, or... Fury series, which is a little lower cost, a single drag reel, also comes in single and two speed. But a 500 is about the right size for a 30-pound. Yeah.
Well, what's something like that run?
The Dauntless is the high end one. It's probably like 490, and the Fury is in the 250 area.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up a local line at 858-457-1090, open right now. We have John Yerdy on the line from Mammoth Lakes. We're waiting for a phone call from the senator, Tom Berryhill, who has introduced the Sport Fishing Stimulus Act. So stay tuned. We're going to talk about that here just in a few minutes.
Looking forward to that. All right, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Tom, calling us from San Diego. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tom.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I want to ask about increasing your chances when trolling for picking up a wahoo, but I did see actually Jim from Friends of Rollo over at the Bally High on Thursday night. The San Diego Rod and Reel Club had their monthly meeting, and that was a nice event, fun group over there. And they volunteer a lot at all the events. But I did want to ask, if you're out trolling, you know, down on the East Cape or Cabo for a marlin, how do you increase your chances for trying to attract a wahoo?
Oh boy, that's a tough one. Yeah. Well, if you're trolling for marlin, just keep doing what you're doing. If you're trolling for wahoo, I say take the wire off. I don't troll with wire very often unless it's my favorite lure. But without the wire, it really increases your chance of getting the bite. And I will sacrifice the lure for the bite if that's what I have to do.
What a great wahoo time we had last October, huh?
We sure did.
Yeah. What do we have, 7 wahoo in 2 days?
And we weren't using wire.
No, we straight tie, man.
Straight mono.
The way.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think
straight
we lost
going.
A lure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could be unlucky and you can lose one, but you're going to get bit way better without the wire.
If I remember right, weren't you calling a live on the Rodder report from GenRen? You guys got a wahoo strike while we were on the air?
Yes, indeed. Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I didn't forget
and
that.
And then we
awesome.
Had it on film. It's on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. So check that out. What do you think, the prospects for wahoo this year?
They're outstanding. They're already catching wahoo. And
really?
Yeah.
What's
yeah, they what? There was an 80-pounder caught the other day.
Jeez,
several
way
pounders.
Early, huh?
Yeah, it's way early.
Yeah.
What would be your favorite wahoo target lure to troll in the East Cape?
Oh boy, I like the stick tape bait. I'm using Halco's the 190, but Rapala, whatever you want to call it. Like the 11-inch one,
okay.
Or a Yuzuri, or that type of a lure with a bill on it is my favorite. It's a little it's a little smaller than the Marauders, mm-hmm. and I think it's a little more finesse kind of a thing. The Marauders work also, but I like the smaller baits a little better.
There you go.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Well, we were hoping that Senator Tom Berryhill was going to call in. Hopefully he'll call in before the end of the show. But let's go ahead and talk to Mr. John Yerdy from Mammoth Lakes. Good morning, John.
Hey, Pete. Good morning.
Hey, we were just talking about, we had a caller that had a great weekend up in Mammoth Lakes and the Eastern Sierra last weekend. And we just a few minutes ago, that caller called in and talked about catching a 9-pounder out of Bridgeport Reservoir and like a 4.5-pounder up in Mammoth Lakes. And what a great time. And he can't wait to come back. But that's what this Sport Fishing Stimulus Act is all about. With that Senator Tom Berryhill, who's your state senator up in Mammoth Lakes, is all about, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a critically important thing. I mean, you know, if you read up on the Stimulus Act that he's proposing here, it's really just talking about the fact that the amount of fishing licenses over the last couple of decades has steeply declined while the prices have increased. And we've seen that here in Mammoth Lakes with, you know, almost half the amount of annual passes that have been sold since even 1990. So it's kind of discouraging, you know, especially when you have a place like Mammoth Lakes and the Eastern Sierra that live on fishing in the summertime. You know, we've got 27 lakes within Mono County that get fully stocked every year, and the fishing's fantastic, but I think there are just so many other things that are hurting us from getting everybody back up here to do what they did as kids or what their grandfather brought them up here to do. You know, it's a tough one.
Yeah, I'm looking at a little piece that is showing a graph of the cost of annual fishing licenses sold in California, and it's basically an X. It's, in other words, the licenses sold in thousands going down the graph and the cost going up. So it's basically making an X in this graph, and that's just wrong.
In normal business, you would look at that and say, this isn't working right now.
No. There's something wrong with this graph, right?
We need to do something differently.
Yeah. So that's why Senator Berryhill has introduced the Sport Fishing Stimulus Act, which is doing pretty well, right?
Yeah. You know, Senator Berryhill is very responsive. We had some things going on about a month ago that we contacted him, and he helped us work through. But, you know, when you read that sheet and it talks about California being dead last in the nation for sport fishing, that's ridiculous.
And with all the opportunity that we have, both fresh and salt water.
Got a 1,000-mile coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1,000 mile coast, all the lakes, all the trout fishing, all the bass fishing. It's just, it's fairly ridiculous.
And millions of people.
38 million people.
Yeah, 38 million people, and we're last?
Right, right.
Unbelievable.
And, and I think that some of the things that, he's focused on here with a junior fishing license is that's exactly what we need to be doing to encourage kids to get back in. Obviously, you know, we've got the Kids Fishing Festival here July 25th. That's been going on for decades, and kids 12 and under can catch a trophy trout. So, you know, they're probably not going to pull out a 9-pound trout, but there's a good chance they'll pull out a 4- or 5-pounder.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need to encourage those kids. In fact, we've dedicated a page of our visitor guide in the summer section really to talking about the ultimate guide to fishing with kids, not fishing, but fishing with kids, and how to get them excited about it and how to instill that joy of catching your, you know, your first rainbow out of Lake Mary.
Yeah, indeed. And I'll tell you what else too is that the act shows for an annual license. In other words, you buy it today, it's good for 1 year rather than just good for the calendar year, which
right.
is exactly what they do in Mexico.
Yes.
We're talking Mexico fishing, and it just makes so much sense.
Absolute sense.
It's all electronic anyway now. What's the difference, right?
Right, right. No, we feel the same way here. Obviously, you know, fishing season for us, we have year-round fishing in Hutt Creek and West Walker, but for the most part, the seasonal fishing is from end of April until November 15th. So, you know, we're a seasonal spot here, but, you know, I come down and tuna fish, so I'd love to be able to buy a pass that doesn't expire on me when I want to go back down in the fall.
Yeah, indeed. So speaking of summer and winter, it's kind of been a little mix-up there the last couple weeks, huh?
Yeah, you know, we woke up yesterday to 1.5 feet of snow, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous sunny day today. So the ski area, Mammoth Mountain Ski Area, actually yesterday, on Tuesday, they announced that they were going to close this Sunday, and then it dumped snow the other day, and they decided that they're going to stay open. They haven't actually given a new closing date because of the new snow. So obviously the snow is great, but the water's something we are happy to see anyway.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the stocking schedule that you guys have done, private stocking, because we can't rely on DFG anymore, you guys have raised a bunch of money and are spending a lot of money restocking the lakes and areas around Mammoth Lakes.
Yeah, absolutely. We just we put our first stocking load in right before opener. And, you know, the town of Mammoth Lakes, we've increased Mammoth Lakes tourism, my office, has increased what the town has done by more than 50%.
Wow.
So, you know, our goal is really to get out there, and these are all, you know, 2 to 3 pounds of big trophy trout that are going in there. So they're not little minnows that are going to take a few years to be able to catch. So, yeah, we've got quite a bit. Then we also have support from Mono County that we get stockings in with them as well. So, you know, we're talking over 15,000 pounds of fish over the next 4 months. So it's a great thing. Our water levels here are holding strong. You know, I think the lack of snow has been the challenge, but I think the lakes on this side of the Eastern Sierra are probably in better shape than most. I was up at Lake Mamie with my kids last weekend fishing, and, you know, there are a few stumps that I didn't see last year, but for the most part, there's still some good water levels up there.
Well, that's good news. Now, if somebody wants more info on fishing Mammoth Lakes, the Eastern Sierra, you have a great website. What is it?
Yeah, visitmammoth.com. Really simple. You can get on there and you can look at lodging. You can look at all the different activities that are going on, all the summer events. You know, if you like margaritas, we've got the Margarita Festival. If you want to come up for blues, we've got Bluesapalooza. So there's something going on every weekend, and, you know, just a gorgeous area here. We did have Tioga Pass open this past Monday. With the snow, it closed down, but my guess is that'll be open again this week. So people wanted to go into Yosemite National Park. This is the Eastern Gateway. And, yeah, lots going on. So visit mammoth.com, check it all out, see what's going on. We're probably skiing. My guess is we'll ski for another week or so.
Okay.
And then we'll be fully shifted into mountain biking and hiking and scenic and golf and all the other good things here.
Well, fantastic. Wonderful area. I can't wait to come up and visit you there, John and Mammoth Lakes. Love being there. And if you want more support for Senate Bill 345, which is the Sport Fishing Stimulus Act, send an email to info@sportfishingconservation.org. info@sportfishingconservation.org. And the California Sport Fishing League has been a big supporter with Senator Tom Berryhill on that. And let's just hope it goes through and looks easy. But we need the support of our listeners and everybody in the fishing community to support that. Thanks a lot, John. Can't wait to see you in Mammoth Lakes.
Absolutely. We'll see you this summer.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call.
All right. Let's jump right back into the phones. They're packed up. Everybody wants to talk to the boys. How about we start with Lou? Called us from Fullerton. Good morning, Lou. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
That was quite the show. Welcome back, Pete, Ricky. Everybody have a nice
Thanks,
night. Hey, on this trip with David and the boys, is that going to be a tax deductible?
Actually, part of it is. I'm not sure what portion of it is, but it is because Friends of Rollo is a 501c3 corporation, charity corporation. A portion of that trip is tax deductible, and you'll have to consult Jim and the guys to find out how much.
Good
of
question.
It is.
I hadn't thought about that.
Hmm. There you go, Jack.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, another thing, update. Did Variety Beach last month.
Oh,
going
wow.
down there for the annual sea bass, and there was no show, so. Down there, you know, say a little, look up at the sky and say hello to, you know, the Dell and wish he was still around with us.
He's hanging out down there in Variety, know that.
God bless.
He knew you were there.
Thanks a lot for the call, Lou.
Thank you.
All right. Kenny in Hawaiian Gardens, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Kenny.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Go ahead, Kenny.
I had a question about the Wahoo. Last year, you know, we had some Wahoo all the way up here in Orange County waters and stuff. I'm figuring that they migrate up here from Baja and stuff. Do they go all the way around into the East Cape? I mean, are they from there or
that's
a area or way outside?
That's a good question. I don't know where they're from, but the ones up here don't have a visa and they need to go home.
Yeah. You know what's interesting?
No, they can stay. It's cool.
Is the, you know, typically the long-range fishing down around Hurricane Bank, and the wild fishing is fantastic this time of the year. We had 21 on the Royal Star, which was like the high count for the last couple months for the long range, which is not a good count at all.
Yeah.
So they're somewhere. And look how when you went down in December, they were up in Alejos Rocks thick, right?
Hey, the best fishing I've ever seen in my life any time of year. And it was in a time of year where you normally wouldn't see them at Alejos at all. And it was unbelievable fishing.
Yeah.
And they're already catching them on the ridge. You know, a couple, like the boats that were going down to pick up passengers for Cabo, you know, that were doing the fly-down, fly-back trips, you know, like yours, Pete, is typically if they're not going to be picking up passengers, they don't stay that tight to the beach. You know, they'll take an outside line, which will shave more time off of getting to the hurricane or the buffer zone. But the guys going down to Cabo were already catching Wahoo on the ridge on the way down, which is a crazy good sign for our springtime 8-day trips and just the, you know, the summer that's about to happen.
Yeah, indeed. And this year already starting in the East Cape, right? Jenren's already caught some fish.
Yes, there's been several caught already. You know, and when I was delivering Vaquero the week before last, about 35 miles south of Ensenada, we had a Wahoo bite, believe it or not.
Wow.
I was shocked.
Wow.
No kidding.
And the thing is, when you go aboard Jenren or Vaquero, all that Wahoo tackle's included. You don't need to bring a bunch of Marauders or anything like that. You've got it all.
It's all on there.
Yeah, and you know, and you know when you're fishing with Jenren, you're going to have the right stuff out if you want to catch. You tell him you want to catch a Wahoo, Diego's going to put it out there.
It's a yacht.
It's a yacht.
It's a yacht.
It's a nice boat.
No, it's a yacht. No
it's
boat.
It's a yacht.
It's not a boat. It's a yacht. Huh?
It's a nice yacht. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to draw your attention to our website, hookup1090.com. A lot going on since I've been out of the studio here, been working hard at it. And photo of the week is a nice photo of Grant Christensen, who's the father of Brian, who answers our phones there.
Wow.
Sport Fishing Financial took him out. And they went to Clemente on the Limitless and had a great time catching some nice fish. Of course, they had issues with sea lions. But, you check that out. And if you want to go fishing with Sport Fishing Financial and have them take a look at your finances, too, check it out, sportfishingfinancial.com. Also, want to draw your attention to our YouTube channel. I put a little YouTube video together from our Mazatlan trip. Let's Talk Hookup Radio show. You just click on the red button on the top of the page or the bottom of the page, and it takes you right to our YouTube channel, or just type in Let's Talk Hookup Radio show on YouTube. It'll take you there and check that new video out. And then on our shopping page, we're having a big sale our custom cedar plugs, our AFCO travel shirts, our 100% cotton zip hoodie, the AFCO performance shorts, the hats are on sale, yellowtail logo, tuna logo. All quantities are very limited, so get on it right away, and the sale is going to run through the 31st of May on our shop page, hookup1090.com. Now, Mark, you also have a great opportunity on Genren Sport Fishing. You can book right online on your website, right?
Well, actually, no. You can look at the calendar online.
Okay, the calendar.
Look at the calendar.
The calendar is current.
The calendar is current.
Okay.
I just updated it 15 minutes ago
because you're booking trips right here.
Right here.
Yeah.
So it's always up to date. As long as I have internet, it's up to date. And you can look at the calendar and see what boats are available what day, and then you can call or email or text me.
What's the easiest? All of the above?
All the above. It makes no difference.
Yeah. If you're a texter, if you want to make a phone call, want to talk to Mark, ask questions, you answer the phone.
Yes.
Whether you're out fishing or sitting on the beach, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Or leave a message and you'll get back to him.
For sure.
Yeah. And email is also great. A lot of times I'll get in touch with Mark email and he'll be fishing and I'll get an email back from him in the middle of the day. How's that work?
We have internet on the boat.
You have internet on the boat.
Yeah. It's a yacht, I said.
It's a yacht. Yeah. And the new boat even has satellite television.
Well, it's not satellite.
It's not satellite.
It's DVD.
Oh, it's DVD. Okay.
Got Sirius FM radio. I can listen to my oldies from the 60s and 50s and 30s.
Do they have Crown Royal?
It's a yacht.
It's a yacht. Yeah. So teamgenren.com.
Correct.
Yeah, you can link that on the Let's Talk Hookup page, the Let's Talk Hookup website on our links page. But easy to call you and ask you questions about what they need to bring, when they need to come, and such like that. So for our Rancho Leonero tournament, do we have availability with Genren Sport Fishing?
Vaquero is available.
Vaquero is available for that tournament.
Yes.
All right. And for our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular.
Vaquero is available
for that one, too.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
The new one in the fleet.
Yes.
So, all right. TeamGenren.com.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself the brand new redesigned Accurate Piranha Pliers. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Fish and Mission is the best way to get involved in the growing sport of kayak fishing. And Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay will host this great event every Sunday in April and May. Now you can take part in a kayak fishing trip with a professional guide and a top-of-the-line, fully outfitted 2015 Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And kids are welcome too. A 5-hour, fully guided kayak fishing trip on Mission Bay, including use of the latest model Hobie kayak, fishing gear, and more. It's Fish and Mission with Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Easy to sign up online at fastlanesailing.com or call 619-222-0766. Sign up soon. They will sell out.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
You know, it's interesting because the ranch has probably a higher percentage than most of the hotels of guests that don't fish. And it's nice on the beach. You've got the beautiful reef right in front of the hotel that you can dive on. And that swimming pool is right there hanging over the water. And it's a very popular spot as well. And the kids tend to bunch up and the wives tend to get to be friends. And what's happened over the years is a lot of families met down at the ranch and got to be friends and planned their vacations so they come down at the same time. We're kind of unique for the fact that I think we're really the last of the old Baja fishing style hotels. So we're proud of that, and we're going to hang on to that image. We're going to be around for the next couple decades at least.
At Rancho Leonero, we don't want to be bigger. We want to be better. We keep it simple, old Baja style. Rancho Leonero,
we get a lot of guests that come back 2 or 3 times a year.
RanchoLeonero.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh my gosh, this club is playing fantastic baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the brand new Accurate Piranha Pliers is going to Fred in Torrance. Fred, congratulations. You are going to love those new pliers.
Oh, yeah.
Keep your trousers on, Fred, when you use them, please.
Oh, gosh. Well, always a great time with Jack and Mark. And Jack, somebody wants more information, wants to go fishing with you. How do we find you?
AccurateFishing.com will give you everything you need. You can go view videos. Accurate fishing videos.
Great
you can
photo.
See all the schematics of the fishing
Jack's
reels,
master.
Parts lists, and how to service the reels and all kinds of other stuff. AccurateFishing.com.
And, Mark, if I want to go fishing on Genren Sport Fishing, which includes the new Vaquero 35-foot Cabo, beautiful boat.
TeamGenren.com.
Yacht.
TeamGenren.com.
Yes.
Yeah. Yacht just sounds so pretentious.
And no,
Jack.
It doesn't.
Because it's not pretentious going fishing with Jack, with these guys. They're a lot of fun.
I know.
Chewy, Diego, and now what's the new guy's name?
Polo.
Oh, that's right, Marco and Polo.
Marco
yeah.
and Polo.
Yeah. Gotta get a deckhand named Marco. Come on. You gotta do that.
How about a boat yacht?
Yeah.
Boat yacht.
Okay, boat yacht. All right. Very good. But everything's included, and I love fishing with Mark. I love the East Cape, and it's just a blast. So, TeamGenren.com.
You do an awesome job, Mark. I love it.
Thank you. Thanks for coming up. Thanks for coming up. Enjoy the season, and we'll see you very soon. We'll see you back here in the Mighty 1090 studio with Captain Mark Gillette from the Eclipse tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. We'll see you back here tomorrow right here on the Mighty 1090.